I took a leap of faith, and I don't know what to call it. Lying in my bed with no money in my pockets. She quit her job to follow her dreams. What a pretty peculiar thing. To be a writer of all things, the job they say, don't quit your day job. Because that shit don't pay. But look at me now, free as a bird. Don't know what to do this, but sit and be scared. I don't know. It's a work in progress, just like me. Yep. Today was my last day. I didn't just up and quit, though. I put in my 2 weeks notice. And then I worked 3 days over my notice. So, you're welcome. Maybe because I was nervous about what I was doing. But the thing is, when I did it, there was no hesitation. Barely any. I've been telling myself for the longest that I wanted to do it. Mainly, specifically, that I wanted to do it and have it done by October. October is my favorite month of the year. It was imperative that I not be still working this job, this day job, and not doing what I tell myself I claim I want to do so badly. Going into another October. Then the time came when October came closer. And I looked at my calendar and I realized that if I didn't put my 2 weeks notice in by Monday, this was, what is this, Thursday or Friday of 3 weeks ago that I'm talking to myself. If I don't do it, put my notice in by Monday, then I'll be well into October still working a job, and I'll hate myself. I'll be pissed. I was like, you gotta do it Monday. So I worked that weekend went by, and I'm writing and I'm thinking and I'm praying, I'm going along life as usual, and then something happened on Monday morning. Here's the thing, I'm a procrastinator. Shocker. I'm a procrastinator. I will bullshit till after the last minute. And then be like, wait, I can get it done. But only because I got away with it too well in high school. I was able to do something at the last minute and still get like A++s on shit. Like, I'm the bottom of the ninth type bitch. Like, I excel with the pressure. So I guess I didn't believe myself when I told myself that on Monday I had to do it. And then Monday came, and Monday morning I felt kind of normal, almost forgot. I didn't forget, but I didn't really feel as strongly about it as I did the Friday before. I'm gonna be real, because honesty is honesty. It's good. The truth will set you free. I started watching this show when I should have been writing. I told myself I was gonna wake up and write, or wake up and read, or wake up and do something that I'm supposed to be doing instead of what I like to be doing. I started watching Netflix, and some kind of way I started watching this show called, I don't even want to say, I'm embarrassed to say that this show, like, scared the shit out of me. But I'm going to keep it real, truth to set you free, The Good Place. It was The Good Place. This lady, she was in heaven, spoiler alert, she wasn't supposed to be there. I don't know how they messed that up, but she wasn't supposed to be there. But it wasn't even that got me. It was the guy who was supposed to be like her counselor or leader in heaven or whatever, and started talking about how people get in heaven and it's the people who do the best of the best of the world. We're graded and we get points on all the good things we do in life and the bad things we do in life. Pluses and minuses. Do this, plus 1,000 points. Don't do that, minus 600 points. Do this, plus 50 million points for saving a village from poverty, and all this other stuff, and negative something for not giving a homeless man a quarter. You know what I'm saying? Like, all this stuff, and it was just like this grade system. And then he was like, only the best of the best, you know, the highest scores get into heaven. And I don't know what that did to me. Mind you, I realize this is man, okay? A man wrote this. A person wrote this. We all have our different ideas of what heaven is and how we get there and whether it's real or not or whatever. But the thing that got me is this was something that I myself have been, you know, kind of following. And I'm like telling myself, you know, I got a good point system. I'm nice to people. I give away waters to homeless people when I can afford to. You know, my job was somewhere where I was working in the community. And I, you know, I dealt with people a lot, and I think I did all right with that. But it bugged me because I knew the things that I wanted to do that I'd always dreamed of doing would get me so much further. That I'd be much more of an inspiration. I'd be a lot more effective, a lot more driven, like points, points, points. And it's not just selfish. It's just my desire to want to be better. And then I was watching this, and it was Monday on the day that I was told myself I was going to put my two-week notice in. I ain't wrote no notice. I ain't typed no notice. I ain't playing no notice. I ain't talking about it, no nothing. And I'm watching it, and then I start feeling type of way. And I bullshit you not, I felt myself in that moment laying in my bed right where I am right now on the verge of a psychotic break. I felt it. It was in my head. It was in my chest. It was in my stomach. I started to shake. Like, in that moment, I realized, like, if I don't leave this job today, I'm going to be in it forever. I'm going to be doing stuff like this forever. I'm going to grow bitter. I'm going to stop doing things for the love of it or for the good of mankind and just be doing it out of, you know, day-to-day routine type things. This is like one of my greatest fears. I don't want to get so routine in things that I'm not living for a purpose. And I know I could be doing more. I know I could be doing more. I know I could be happier. I know I could be making other people happier. I gotta do it. Ugh! I'd like, dude, when I swear to God, I ain't telling nobody this. Because I tend to keep secrets sometimes. But yeah, that's what possessed me to do it. I was, and it wasn't just that. It was everything that led up to the Friday, you know, confession that I need to quit on Monday. But that was, I guess that was a catalyst. It just like, I just felt myself about to break in half. Just thinking that I would spend another year. I couldn't do it. So when I went to work, I worked. I worked well, too. This is the thing. I did more than I normally do. And I normally work well at work, but I was working really good this day. And then by the end of the day, I tried to finish on time and get out a little early because they'd be complaining that I leave too late, whatever. Trying to be good. I used my last few minutes to open up that Word or that WordPad document and type up my notice. And in the moment I was doing it, it was like, it was no hesitation. It's something about the fear of losing your shit completely. Because I feel like it went partially a while ago, and I'm just like cool with it because it makes me like more creative. But that fear of losing your shit completely, that'll just make you go. Just go. And that's what happened. Like, I'm typing it up. Is this all this fervor? Is it fervor or fervor? I can never pronounce it correctly. I don't know if it's that southern twang in my lips that I can't say that word, but I like it. The fur. I'm going to look it up. Pronounce it better. But it was fierce. It was fire in my eyes and in my hands. It was just going. I need to get it done. Typed it, printed it, folded it, put my manager's name on it, and walked out. Didn't look back. I was off for 2 days after that, luckily. I let it settle for a couple of days. But from that time, 2.5 weeks ago to this point, not at no point did I regret it. Because I knew it was something I wanted to do. What I did kind of hesitate or still do hesitate and worry about is where the fuck my money is coming from. Nigga, I got an apartment. I live alone. I love my apartment. I've been literally almost having a breakdown realizing that I'm breaking up with this apartment because part of my thing. I literally jumped off a cliff. I knew the risk when I did it. Don't get me wrong. I wasn't just delusional. I wasn't just so clouded by fear of not being able to get into heaven that I didn't take things into consideration. I knew there was a possibility that I would become penniless in a matter of months or however much time if I didn't manage my money well enough. I knew that it was possible or damn near inevitable that I would lose this wonderful apartment that I've grown to love and really allowed to become my boyfriend. I knew there was a possibility that I would be invading somebody's space by sleeping on their couch. I knew it was a possibility that I would have to have this conversation with people when they look at me in my face and say, oh, well, good for you. What are you going to do? And I tell them, nothing. Or, I don't know. Or, even worse, the truth, I'm going to pursue my my dream as a writer. What are you going to write about? Of course, people want you to have some kind of focus, some kind of target. I don't have a focus. I could write anything. I've always felt that way. I've always had a desire to write any and everything. Books, fiction, nonfiction, biography, autobiographies, music, screenplays and movies, plays, how to, what you call them, you know, self-helps. I've never doubted my ability to master the craft of writing in any and every aspect. And there are other things that I want to do too. I just knew that I didn't want to spend too much more of my time, my youth, doing what I was doing, which is working in retail. There are some benefits to it as far as being that helping hand in the community that I enjoyed, but it wasn't enough. It just wasn't enough. For some of the day-to-day things I had to deal with, man, I'm struggling. Some people complain. A lot of people complain. Everybody complains. But when other people who have children or who have car notes or house notes or, you know, larger things to worry about, hear me, a single woman with no kids, no boyfriend hanging around my neck, no house note. I have never owned a car. One major reason I have not wanted the finances that come with dealing with a car to anchor my wallet. Like, growing up, all I heard people say was, oh, my tires blew. I had to buy a whole new full set of tires, $400 out of my pocket. That was supposed to be my such and such money. Gone. All my alternator went out. Had to do this. Dang, battery just quit up and broke down the side of the road. I had to leave my car. Well, I had to push my car. Like, I hear people just complain about money. Like, cars just eating up their money. And I was like, you crazy as hell. I can walk wherever I want to go. And guess what I do? I walk wherever the fuck I want to go. And been doing it. 27 years old. I ain't gonna lie. You know, sometimes it's a little hang up. Not having a car. It'll be nice and useful and more effective and more time efficient to have a vehicle to get around. But I've just found a way to make a way. And then Lyft and Uber became a thing. And shit, baby. I get around. But damn, I sure know how to get off subject. People with more things to worry about, more responsibilities. They hear me complain about struggling or not having enough money or wanting to have more, and they just look me inside my head like I'm crazy, like I'm ungrateful. Single people struggle too. Single people have problems. Really, though, I'm just ranting. Because I'm just feeling all kinds of things. I'm lying if I say I'm not blessed. My family's okay and cool. I'm able to be there for them. Again, I have this wonderful apartment that is my boyfriend. And we love each other very much. it's not wonderful. You know, it ain't perfect. I still dream of other things, you know what I'm saying? Which is one of the reasons. You're going to keep dreaming, you're going to start doing. I am blessed, but I know that I could be doing more. I'll be 30 in 3 years. The last 5 years blew through like a wind. Like a swift wind rushing through the fall. Like some of the things, my best friend would show me pictures of things that we did 5 and 4 years ago. And I'm like, bruh, this felt like last year. 5 years. I'm 5 years older than I was on that day. My niece and nephew are saying words, walking around, knowing things, like cursing and getting in trouble. You know what I'm saying? It hit me too fast. That's another reason why I felt no need to break. I knew if I didn't do it now, I'd be another 5 years. I cannot survive another 5 years of telling myself the same old shit. Surely do this. Surely do that. You can be better. Today is different. Stop procrastinating. We gonna move. We gonna hide. We gonna ride. We gonna... And then, to no avail, no results. Just dreams, pipe dreams, blowing smoke up my own damn ass. How pathetic is that? I couldn't look myself in the mirror constantly telling myself I'm gonna do better. And eventually I had to tell myself to myself, bitch, when? If not today, it ain't gonna be, like, it wasn't yesterday. It was supposed to be yesterday. It ain't today. It's gonna be tomorrow. Like, at some point, I have to show up and I have to show out. At some point, I have to prove to myself and to others and to God that I'm worth the shit that I'm chunking. Because I still be right here claiming, like, oh, I'm a superb writer. I could write anything. I could do anything. Love to read. Love to do that. Love the arts. Oh, I want to be a part of this world. La, la, la. But I'm not putting forth the effort to do so. You know what you sound like? Show. Fake as shit. Full of it. Like a liar. Like a dreamer. A dreamer with no do but down behind her words. A dreamer with no do behind her words. Literally one of my worst nightmares. I've had a lot. Yeah, I guess I got a lot of nightmares. real talk, I ain't in the mood to let none of them come true. I'm just not. Especially if it's a matter of me. Especially when it comes to realizing that I am the only thing standing in the way between my dreams and my nightmares. And it's all about what I do right here and right now that determines which one comes to pass. If I were to look up one day and my worst nightmares were to come true, and I realized that I didn't put forth the effort to do the things that I claimed that I wanted to do, that all the things that I said turned out to not be true, that I found myself stuck in a revolving world of retail and jobs that I hated and just hustling just so I could stay afloat, not helping people the way that I know that I should, not using my talents and my gifts in a way that I know God needed and wanted me to do, I wouldn't be all right. I wouldn't be no good to nobody. I couldn't consciously tell my niece and my nephew or even my kids, if I were to have some, that they can be anything they want to be, that the world is their oyster. And I couldn't even do it for myself. That was one of my major things growing up. I wanted to be able to be the type of parent who's able to tell my kids that anything is possible and be the example. I remember it to this day. Young Sholi was all about that, baby. Because something that I realized in the Black community is that we tell each other sometimes, depending on where you're from, that we could do anything, that we could be anything. And then the world and life hits us with the he and the ho, that right hook, that left neck kick, that jab, that punch. We get knocked down. Things go awry. Our dreams don't come true. And then we have kids and we just hope and pray that theirs do too. And then it happens again. Left, right hook, knock down, kick, punch, boom. Cycle. Again, a steady cycle of people not doing what it is they set out to do. And don't get me wrong, that God will find a way to use you, whether you go this way or the other. God will find a way. That I do believe. But I feel like at some point it has to the dream has to come to pass. Somebody has to bring it about. I don't want to be another a woman in a long line of women to keep hoping that their kids do better than they do. On a catastrophic level, like, I want to be an example to my children. Children. Also, I have been lapsing in my language and my pronunciation and my verbiage and my vocabulary because I haven't been focusing on my craft. That stresses me out. That stresses me the fuck out. When I find myself unable to complete a train of thought, to find the word that I'm looking for, when I'm pronouncing these words in ways that I know ain't right, it's stressful. It gives me headaches and chest pains and shit. Nah. Use it or lose it. I used to hear that growing up. And I'd be like, man, I have it forever. Bruh. Why is that the truth? I'm learning that to be true. So scared. Like, fear sent me over the edge, man. I can't. Can't do it. Won't do it. I gotta try. And if I fail, and if I didn't quit my job, with no fallback, none at all, not really, and things go terribly wrong, at least I'm able to tell myself and young Sholi that I tried, that things went left or right, right, left, kick, boom, and I stood up. And I swung back. I will feel better in that than living a life years on down the line, constantly telling myself I'm gonna be doing the same thing and not do it, not fulfill my own words. Even now, I'm frustrated because there's a way I want to speak, I want to express myself that's not coming to pass the way that I wanted to, but now I know it's because I haven't been reading enough. I haven't been writing enough. I've been scrolling Instagram too damn much, you know? I need to educate myself. I need to grow in my craft, and I will be happy in that. So many things I used to want to do as a girl. I used to say the worst thing that somebody could have told me was that you could be anything you want to be, because now I want to be everything. I wanted to be everything, but some of the top things on my list... writing books and writing movies. I wanted to act at one point. I did pursue that for a minute before I talked myself out of it. Got it real bad doing that. I pray I don't do it this time. What else? I wanted to be a linguist. I've always liked language. I've always liked language, and I've always liked words in English and in all languages. And I always thought the sexiest thing that a woman could do is speak all languages, speak multiple languages, to be able to communicate to anyone on different levels and different planes and different areas and different cultures, and to do it so fluently and effortlessly and beautifully. Oh my God. In my mind, I shut down the world. I can control everything. The power's in my hands if I could just speak it all. Oh, I used to want to be a linguist, and I got deterred from that because I realized it would literally take my entire life. I got scared. So fear led me to a place where I wasn't pursuing my dreams in some kind of way. It came full circle, and now it's leading me back to a place that I ain't got no choice. Otherwise, I'm going to lose my fucking mind. This is a weird, weird cycle I'm on. This weird circle of life. Lead me somewhere, Lord. Just lead me somewhere. Somewhere. I call myself following you. Following Jesus, been getting up on my scriptures, my Bible app. Been, I don't know if it's me, I don't know if the Bible app cheating me. I was on streaks, I was on 30 days, and I woke up one day, pretty sure I read my Bible app the day before. They took me all the way back to day one, and that just hurt my little heart. It hurt my heart, but you know what? I kept pushing, started over. I ain't got to 10 yet. Since I fell off of that last 30, I do 3 days and I'm off one. I'm back on 1, 2, 3. Off 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Off 1, 1, 2, 3. Oh. When I was going so strong, I reached 50 before I got to that 30. And I'm pretty sure they cut me off the tail on that one. Is my mind really that bad that I was so, oh my gosh. I'm like, there's no way I didn't read my Bible today. And they like, nope, you missed a day. You got to be joking. Do I have to screenshot every single scripture every day to prove to you that I send an email to you? Look, I don't want to. Maybe it's a glitch. Maybe it's a glitch in the system. Maybe it's a glitch in my system. But to go from 50 and I'll go all the way back to 1 is pretty heartbreaking. You know, because it took a lot of drive to do that. Part of my self-therapy to keep myself on track, to keep myself from losing it, to keep my anxiety from taking advantage of me is making sure that I maintain a relationship with God no matter what is going on. Being sure that I say my prayers every night, that I talk to God on my way to work, that I read my scriptures every day. And sometimes I don't do all of the above. Sometimes I get 1 out of 3 or 2 out of 3. Sometimes I get 3 out of 3. But for a while now, I've been pretty good that I at least get 1. And that's important to me. Some time ago, I fell into a deep depression, and that's what pulled me out of it. That was the thing that I got to. I was like, let me just talk to God every day and some kind of way I get out. And it's what held me out of it. It's what kept me from letting anxiety just take complete control over me. And I thank God for that. And so this, my streaks is just a new part of me. It's my way of trying to get 2 out of 2. I say my prayers every night. Let me make sure I read my scripture every morning. Anyway, part of the thing that led me here, I've been building my relationship with God, and God has just been telling me that no matter what you do, I got you. No matter how bad you are, I got you. No matter how far you stray, I got you. I love you. No matter how ugly you are, you ugly cry, you know, the things you do, as long as you come back to me and you show me love, surely, I love you. And I love that in God. And so it's given me the strength and the courage to step out on faith, hence jumping off cliff. It's what I keep thinking about every time I think about what the freak I just did. Because you know people. You know black people. You know old black people. You know pretty much anybody. Don't you ever quit a job or leave a job before you have something else lined up. And so I've just been telling folks. I've been telling my customers because I want them to know. You know, you're not going to be seeing me around anymore. I'm leaving. Oh, where you going? Nowhere. Oh. Oh my gosh, one of them, my favorite, this older lady. Oh, she's so jazzy. I love jazzy older ladies because they give me hope for the future. I told her she was happy for me because I was moving on to something different, and she was like, what you gonna do? And I'm like, nothing. And her mouth just hung open and her eyes just started roaming around her head. I couldn't do nothing but laugh. She was like, because she didn't want to be fake in that moment and be like, oh, I'm proud of you. She was scared. She like, no, ma'am. What? Yeah. So, you know, they're the people. Anybody shot me down. Nobody's been mean. Nobody called me stupid. I appreciate that. Or crazy. They just look crazy and be like, good luck. I wish you could have seen the look on her face. It was priceless. Oh. I don't know, dude. Anyway, this is day one. Today was my last day of work. I stayed over. And I learned some things even on my last day. And I call myself, you know, trying to take something from every day. In every situation. And I worked in a pharmacy today. And I learned some things that I hadn't done the whole 3 years of me being in this job. And it just taught me some things about being new somewhere. and taking my time and getting it and getting over the anxiety or stress of being new and not knowing everything all at once, but keep going anyway because you'll get it. And I needed that last little test, that last little lesson. Appreciate it. Do I plan to hit the ground? I don't know what I'm going to do. I got a list of things. I've been making lists all year long. They've been helping me. They're very therapeutic lists. I don't know where it came from, but I've been doing them since January. And they've been keeping me pushing, keeping me positive. I don't know if this is God's way of forcing me to write a book. Oh, wow, maybe. Because there's some deep stuff in these lists. But I'm going to keep on doing them. I got a list of things that I want to do through October that are both fun, exciting, educational, inspiring, and that drive my purpose. You know, some books, I got a list of books I want to read this month, some next month, some stories I want to finish, a lot of unfinished work that I need to put some periods on, you know what I'm saying? Some exclamations, some question marks, some, you know, some endings so that I can move on to new beginnings. New things I want to do as far as knowing that I may not be able to maintain this apartment. My lease is up in only a few months. Like I have a month and a half left here before they're like, you come, you staying, or you going. And if I ain't rolling in dough by then, a girl got to go. So, yeah, I got to be realistic about it. I may have to lose this piece. I got to start, you know, cleaning out, throwing away things I don't need. Holding on to things that I can move with, what I'm going to sell, possibly to help put, you know, line these pockets. I got some things to do. But one of the things I want to highlight in the midst of my my bit of worry and uncertainty is that I'm not really afraid. I'm not fearful right now. I feel good. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm a little worried about me because I know how I procrastinate and BS sometimes and not get to the point of things fast enough. But for some reason right now, I'm really not tripping. I threw up them deuces on my way out and I didn't look back. I didn't realize until I was a mile away that I didn't look back. It's like I'm on autopilot and God was like, here we go. I appreciate it. I'm proud of myself for making a move. Well, I thought I was about to finish this, but I got some more stuff to say. Two more things, and now I go. Anxiety has indeed set in with my surface level being confident, courageous, ready for the world, ready to take on new challenges and be great. My subconscious is freaking the fuck out. It's so weird how that happens. Because I thought if I'm cool, we all cool. No, ma'am. My subconscious is not happy with me. And I know because my anxiety symptoms have returned. Along with some new ones. I used to have chest pains real bad in high school. I used to get them. I used to stress a lot in high school. And I used to complain about them. At one point, I went and visited a cardiologist. A couple of cardiologists, and they couldn't really determine the real stress of my pain. You know, it wasn't health driven. I remember the doctor said that I had a Mercedes heart, that it was healthy, it was strong, that it beat in an irregular way. I remember that. She said it was off kilter. Like, it had a rhythm, then it'd skip a beat, and then it'd come back to rhythm, and then it'd skip a beat. I don't know. But for the health-wise, I was good. And the anxiety was a source of my problems. Well, eventually, those chest pains faded. And I've been cool. I've been happy. Until just recently, they decided they want to come on back. First sign. The funny part is, I didn't know. I forgot what they were when they came. I was like, why is my chest hurting? I've been living without them for so long that when it came back, I was like, oh, what's happening? They brought some friends with them, some symptoms I never really had before, like these random headaches. They're not migraines. They're not too bad. They're not deafening or crippling, or they don't keep me from getting out of bed or doing the things that I love. I still keep it pushing, but, you know, they're noticeable. Just these, you know. some things that are really new. Night sweats, dude. What? I will go to sleep freezing cold. Like places like when I spent the night in my mama's house a couple of days ago. And she keeps it icicles. Oh my gosh. So I'm bundling up socks, pants, two blankets. I'm balled up in a corner. Which is fine. I like it. I like sleeping in the cold because I get to ball up in blankets and I sleep well, you know? I woke up drowning in a pool of my own sweat. And I thought that was an isolated incident until I came home and the same thing happened. Like, literally, the hot heat from my body woke me up from my sleep. And then I thought it was just at night. And one of my coworkers, like, was standing next to me and was like, "You're hot." The heat is literally radiating off of me. What is that about? Anxiety. Hopefully, it's anxiety. The worry that is anything but anxiety is giving me anxiety. What is that? And oh, but wait, there's more. There's another. Dude, I've been like scratching at myself. I woke up with scratches all over my chest and one on my face. And I was like, that's weird. I know it was me because when nobody laying next to me. So I'm like, you know, maybe I had a bad night or whatever. Yeah, I didn't realize when I did it. And that was that one on my face. I ain't trip about it until the next day. One of my coworkers was like, "Oh, you're bleeding. There's a scratch on your face." This is a separate coworker. And I was like, "Oh yeah, I know. I've seen it." And I pointed. He was like, "No, it's not right there." And I'm like, "What?" And I look, brand new scratch. What the fuck? Scratching all in my head, on my arms, my chest. Like, what? It's nuts. My subconscious is losing it. While Surface Shelly is floating on a cloud because she doesn't have a job anymore. She can finally do the disease. I don't know what's happening, man. Maybe at the time that I thought I was about to have a psychotic break, I had a psychotic break. Maybe. I don't know. That was one thing. But last thing, the day I realized I hated my job. I didn't hate it. It's not a horrible place to work, but it's not preferable for me long term. Basically, I used to dream about the day when I quit, when I'd leave, and I'd dance out the door. And my plan was always to play Lil Wayne, Blunt Blowing. That's my shit. Love he's a weeping. Go and tap into the sound speakers. Turn on Lil Wayne, Blood Blowing. Bust out of the office and start dancing all over the counters and all over the place, rapping this song from verbatim, rapping this song verbatim. Throwing up my twos and my deuces, slanging shit, throwing shit, just acting a damn fool. That was my hopes, my dreams. My last day of working this job. Stunner, I got him. I'm back on them bitches. Cut the bullshit out. I'm all about them riches. Oh, I swear. Oh, my God. Did I just ruin that? My favorite song, and I said it wrong. Wait a minute. I got it. Times will change, but fuck it, get a new watch. I still got the vision like a line between two dots. Young money skeeting, the labels getting fatter. And yeah, the tables turn, but I'm still sitting at them. I'm a bad motherfucker, cause the good die young. Everybody selling dreams, I'm too cheap to buy one. Man, when that cookie crumble, everybody wanna crumb. Shoot that hummingbird down, hummingbird don't hum, yeah. Big money, deep pockets, and money talks, and motherfuckers eavesdropping, bunch of bloods. You could call it blood clot in East Side. Hey, baby, that's my shit. I know my last day I was supposed to bump that. I didn't do it. I walked away with my tools in the air. But, what I did do. First of all, the whole time I was working the song, two songs just stuck in my head. song that I'll repeat right now. I love Scorpion Drake. And I love Astroworld. Travis Scott, y'all did that shit. Wayne Carter 5, my nigga. Yeah, my nigga. Let me see. It's your fucking birthday. Ratchet birthday was in my head. Must be my Ratchet birthday. This song is just like music to my ears. Coffee Bean. Travis, my gosh. Y'all did yourself. You and your team. Bravo. I love good music. They were in my head all day. And when I came home, took my shower, I almost relaxed. I almost fucked up. It was just like, act like it was a normal day. Crawled in my bed, eat my food, listen to my music, do all that normal shit. I was like, hold the fuck up, ho. Get your ass up. So I plugged up my speaker, turned it on loud, warned my neighbors. I like to yell and warn my neighbors that I'm finna do some crazy shit. I'm pretty sure they can hear everything I do. Warned them because it's in the middle of the day on a Wednesday evening, almost not middle of the day, middle of the night, 10 o'clock at night. People gotta go to work in the morning. Normal people go to bed at 9 and 10 and shit. I'd be up in the wee hours and sleeping all day long. So I had to warn them that I'm finna do something crazy. Warned my neighbors, plugged up my speaker, turned up my motherfucking song, and bumped out. You hear me? You hear me? I shut it down. I had to do it. I had to do that. I ain't do it the way I wanted to. I ain't do it when I was there. Mainly, honestly, I think I would have had the ball the way what I'm on right now. I would have had the balls to go back there, take over the sound system and do that shit like I dreamed of it. But the way these folks' sound systems met up, they literally have the speakers and the radio behind a gate locked with a key, and then the radio didn't have knobs. Like, we have no control over our music. Like, none. Like, we don't get to change the CD out when Halloween come around or Christmas or whatever. Like, it's just automatic. Music's automatic. There's no, like, and I'm not techie enough to figure out. Maybe I should have found someone or hired somebody to do it for me. But that would have been a lot of work for a job. I'm just like, I really just want to be gone. But I did it at home, which I'm straight on that. I'm cool. Because I almost fucked up and act like it was a regular old day. But baby, you made a choice. You made a choice. And for that, I'm proud of you, Shelton. If the days on end of telling yourself that I would, I could, I might, I'm gonna, you finally did something. And maybe that's why I'm not worried, is because you decided to step out on faith. And anything that happens right now is based on you believing in yourself and believing in God. And that's only good. I feel like only good can come from that. If I can just hang on to that. I got a lot of things to pay for, though. For a girl who ain't got no money coming in right now, I got a lot of stuff. I got nieces and nephews. Christmas is coming. My best friend's pregnant with twins. What? Trying to get my credit right. Literally in the middle of getting my credit right. Now I don't have finance coming. I don't know what I was thinking. God, be a force. Oh, I still got bills. They didn't go away. None of them. Not a one. And mind you, all that time talking about how cars eat up your finances now more than ever. I'm pretty sure I need a car. If I'm going to be a hustler, if I'm going to be out here making moves, trying to make people believe in the things that I believe in, I'm going to have to be able to get around. And walking's been good for this amount of time, but if I want to make some moves and cover more ground, baby, I'm going to have to do better. So y'all pray for me. Pray for the girl. Pray for her life. Pray for her money. Pray for her choices. Pray for her influence on others and influence upon her. I want to go back to school, too. I got to figure out how I'm going to do all these things.
But what I'm not going to do is stress myself right now worrying about them. Because we know what happens when that happens. Ugh. Last thing I need is new scratches. What's that song by Jacqueline Carr? My mama loved this song, and I love it too. I'm thinking of Jacqueline Carr, but for some reason the song "Today Is Your Day" dun 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 dun. Today is your day dun 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 for a miracle. I know it's not Jacqueline Carr, but it's the one that just came to me. Na 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 na. Today is your day for a miracle. You're next in line for a miracle. Hold on to your faith. Today, today is your day for a miracle. I wish I could think of this song. I'm gonna find it real quick. Mind y'all, I don't, being a singer is not on my list of dreams, so don't assume. I know I sound like a I don't know, something dying, but I do enjoy singing. I'm not the best at it, but I enjoy it. You're next in line for a miracle. Today is your day for a miracle. Jacqueline. It has been established. I'm trying to sing it. How does it go? It's already. Anyway, I'm going to sing it next time when I think about it. All right. I've enjoyed this. Maybe next time I'll learn how to work this thing a little more. Maybe I'll be able to include some music. That'll be cool. That I would love. I would love that. Include some music and art and things. I'd like to make this grow. I'd like to make this great. This is therapeutic. Maybe I'll come up with some cool, catchy sign off. Right now, all I got is love. Sexual chocolate. Good night.